Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Fred Sinkton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Mihalik. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Travis. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Bonura moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Walker scores. Bonura moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a line drive towards the mound. Farrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehead covering, for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Fred Sinkton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sinkton hits a line drive beyond third. Pete can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lewis scores. Stone moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead bunts towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mihalik scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Mihalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mihalik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe, who is chasing the ball. Almada reaches third base with a triple. Farrell scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Travis, and towards Mihalik, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonura scores. Appling moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL moves to third. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. QL scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe bunts towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Shea moves to third. Whitehead moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shea scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitehead scores. There goes Krivic trying to get to third. Stone throws the ball into Lewis, who tags Krivic for the out. It's 6-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. John Mihalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mihalik is 0-for-1 in the game. Mihalik bunts and there's an error on the play. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mihalik moves to second. Sugarcane now pitching. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Mihalik moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Mihalik scores. Farrell moves to third. Almada moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Farrell scores. Almada moves to third. Lewis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sington hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. Travis hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mihalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mihalik is 0-for-2 in the game. Mihalik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete juggles the ball. That's an error on Pete. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Mihalik moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Almada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Shea hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes throws to second for 1, and Appling throws to first, and Bonura drops the ball. 1 out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Quel moves to second. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sington hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 3 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. John Mihalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mihalik is 0 for 3 in the game. Mihalik hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0 for 3 in the game. Peete bunts and there's an error on the play. Hayes moves to third. Buddy Meyer now playing second base. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Meyer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Hayes scores. One out. It's 7-5, White Sox. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 1 in the game. Kane bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Shea moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Clint Brown now pitching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. Lewis scores. One out. It's 7-6, White Sox. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-4 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal now playing center field. Mike Krivic now playing left field. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete juggles the ball. That's an error on Pete. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Almada hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7. And Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.